It's JGN recording spot. This last recording. Interrupted, and now I've kind of settled on other things, so things are working better here. About coming to a fork in the road, the fork in the road that I've been talking about. I think I'm going to need Lisa's help more. And I, well, she's rarely wanted to help me in the past on any of these things. She's a very interesting person to deal with. She almost kind of gloats over stuff that she knows and that you don't know. It's really infuriating because it's like, you know what, we're not having some kind of weird contest, you know, for who's smarter. I said, you know, I think I'm pretty open about saying that I need your help with these things, and she thinks there's some kind of great, you know, thing about, oh no, I'm going to hold back, and you can't figure out yourself, and then once you figure it out, I'll go, uh-huh, I do that all the time. And you go, well, why didn't you say so? Well, you need to come to it yourself. And you go, you know what, I said, I'll really blame myself for the fact that I don't like criticism and I don't like, you know, who does? Come on. But, you know, and I know I don't take it well. But usually I am listening. You know, we would save a lot of time, and why do I have to go through all the gut-wrenching crap? If you have the answers, why don't you just produce the answers? You know, why do you put yourself in a God position of saying, oh, well, I know, but it's important that you have to learn it yourself. And you go, you know, I get tired of seeing that kind of garbage on television and stuff, because it is mind-bending. I said, come on, I'm asking for help, you know, and I typically do. I think it's getting a little better. Hopefully I'm getting better at trying to get information out of her without scaring her off. Okay, hang on. Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. Well, there's actually larger issues about why it's not going to work that way. Yeah, sadly. Well, that old computer isn't on the domain, the problem is it's really technical. If I explain it to you, it won't make you feel any better. What we really need to do is redo that whole computer. Is it in a position to do that, or do you still go in there and use old stuff because it only works on that computer? Okay. What do you use it for? Oh, okay. So, oh no, that's fine. What I was talking about, are there functions that computer serves that your new computer can't because it's like old software or something? Okay, good. Because what I'll probably do, instead of just changing the password all the time, is I'll probably just redo that. Well, see, I really can't redo that computer. It really doesn't have the capability. Oh, God, it's a mess. Okay, yeah. Let me... Can you send me an email to say that you need that computer redone? I'm traveling, I can't get to my task list to be able to do something, and I'm going to forget this. Is that okay? Can you do that for me? Are you still there? Hello?
Dang it, are you lost here?
Hello? Hello?
Dang it, alright.
Talking to nothing. Alright, well, just call me back 5 times. Or maybe that's her just saying, Jay, send me an email.
Guy.
What's the printer? No idea. Jay? Hello, Jay? Oh, we have a bad connection. I'm traveling. I will call you when I get to somewhere, okay? Is that alright? Hello? Alright, stop it. Quit trying to call me. I'm traveling. Can't do a dang thing. Oh. Sorry, little stupid stuff. I'm still recording. See? This is why I need to get out of this most of all. It's because I'm just getting tied up in little, small, stupid garbage. And I'm tired. I'm tired of small, stupid garbage. And I've never been good at that stuff. You know, I guess this is why I would make a crappy plumber and stuff like that, because I'm sorry, I would be yelling at people saying, can't you handle these things yourself? And you want to so much. You want to tell people just to get the heck out of your face, such and such. There. She'll leave her message. That'll be better. Okay. That way I won't have to be disturbed by it. Not that these aren't legitimate IT things, you know. It's not like, well, you know, people are. These are legitimate IT things. It's just, I'm just not the right person to be handling it much anymore. I really need to move on. I really need to move on. So, yes, well, I was talking about forking the road and saying, okay, Jay, what are you going to do? I said, yes, am I going to get a new job? Yes. Or, you know, no, it's not so much a new job. Am I going to start working in another direction? I'm not going to spend any time or effort working trying to improve my employability in my current job thing. I am going to work in another direction. I've got to figure out what that other direction is. And I'm going to need Lisa's help, and I'm going to have to try to drag it out of her. Or, you know that, or she's just a little prideful person, and that's normal. You know, I check that with people. That, you know, she wants to stay at home, so. That's fine, too. She rarely, if ever, listens to these recordings. In fact, she doesn't listen to them at all. You know, and plus, I'm not making them generally known. She said it's not interesting, you know. It's for the agent to come back and say, gee, what did you thought this, you thought that? Wow. You know, I love Lisa. I love Lisa. Is she perfect? No. She have problems? Yes. We all do. That's a guaranteed thing. That we're all gonna struggle. you know, all these things, deciding where to live and how to live and what kind of life I'm going to have. My biggest thing has always been kind of, I don't want to be bothered. I'm kind of jealous of Brenna, my daughter Brenna, who really gets a big, huge, monstrous ass. She has more free time to herself. She's got her own room. She can lock herself in a room and do whatever she wants. I don't know what she's doing with her time, and frankly, I'm not asking her. I know that's weird and difficult to be involved with your children all the time because you don't know what they're up to. And you go, well, number one, she's 18. I am not going to dictate and treat like a child, an 18-year-old. Won't do it. They can live their own life. Well, they're not ready yet. You go, you know what? Because they need to jump into it anyway. Whether they're ready or not. We spend too much time coddling. And people need to not do that anymore. Brenna's doing amazing things. I know she's getting her PhD in there, and she just doesn't want to talk to anybody about it. So now, you know, who am I to get in the way of that? Who am I to get in the way of that? You know, for all I know, she's also surfing porn, and she's making tons of money displaying her body or something. I don't know if that's true either, but you know what, she's 18 years old, and I'm not going to get into that. You know, she's an adult. She needs to, you know, there are adult ways to deal with that. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with your parents. So, anyway,
that's kind of what's happening there. And I'm gonna
I was thinking about my boss and how they was. We weren't paying enough, Jay. And it's like, no, I just, what parts of this job really that helped me cope? I said, it isn't that they're going away. It's just I feel they need to go away. You know, this needs to be the kind of thing where these guys are out here and their basic job is to be accessible. And to cut down on travel time, you know. Because frankly, I've never thought that my area really had enough justification. You know. It's mostly little crap that should be able to be handled by the help desk. And should be able to be handled remotely. Therefore, my need to be here doing this is significantly reduced. I think I should have a half-time position. You know, I'm not sitting here begging for a cut of wage. You know, don't look at this as me making excuses for what I want to be handled. I think this is simply the reality of the circumstance. It's been a beautiful thing. I feel badly because I think I've squandered it these years. I sat here as if I was going to sit here forever, and and I was either fooling myself or fooling you, or I think I was fooling myself. So yeah, I think a fork is coming. Because I was trying to be preemptive. I do not want to be laid off. I don't want to, you know, I don't want that to happen. I want to jump before I have to jump. I always want to. So, I think I really need to figure out the next thing to do. Really need to figure it out. But I need my wife Lisa to help me. I said, I don't, you know, Lisa, I said, I know you don't want to have anything to do with anything that I am messing with. You don't want to have anything to do with it. And it's always sad to me. I always want to do things, I thought we should do things together, but I said, I will blame myself because I'm hard to work with. You know, you'll say, well, you need to do this and this and this. And I'll say, no, we need to do this and this and this. And if Lisa's advice isn't taken completely, you know, she is sliding. She will just button up. You know what? I can't. I don't need to ask her to do anything like that. That would be detrimental to our relationship. And it's not anything. I don't want to destroy my relationship. So, it's my baby to do. The family center. Not a center. I don't even want to use that term because then it makes it sound like it's some kind of think tank or something like that. And I'd hate to think that was what I was going to start doing. We're starting to schmooze on that level. I'm not the right person to do that. You know, I really want to be more of the philosophical guy who provides the inside. Maybe that's a Barbara Ehrenreich thing, and I don't even like her. Some of her things just fell flat for me. But you know what? That's basically what those kind of people are. They're people who have a flat following. And so, you know, maybe it is to be a writer, lecturer, and speaker. Maybe it is to be doing all those things. And to say, what do you care about enough that you feel like you can go to bat for it? And you go, family. Family, family, family. We've gone too far. There's a pendulum swing. And we've swung out too far. We've gotten so far away from families, we've gotten the attitude that families are the problem. You know, well, it's horrible, you know, evil families, you know, we put them both to work, and they ignore, and they lay off their children, and they seem so detached from them, and you go, but you as a government, you encourage this, you encourage this. School encouraged it. Everything around them encouraged them to do it. And now you're attacking them. Now you're attacking them because they are, you know, your test scores aren't getting better. Because children when they turn 18, 19, 20, as economic units are cranking it out the way you feel like they should, and it's lots of fun to go back and attack the parents because it isn't government. It isn't government you're attacking. And how much of that angst, how much of that anger is actually put at, you know what, we've done a lot to shred up families. And we need to do something about that. It's heartening when you see certain levels of government trying. you know, I guess that's what attracted me to Scotland when I started looking at it, and I saw how they treat homeschoolers. You go, oh my gosh, these families are in charge? Now, in a practical matter, I think it would work just like it does anywhere else. You know, the government still has the authority to come in and tell the family, I'm sorry, we don't like how you're doing this, therefore, you know, your kids are going back to school. That element's still there. It was just so refreshing. The fact that it said that parents have a responsibility to their children. And that, you know, and it didn't say that government, you know, put the squeeze on parents to get through, you know, you have to be government's hands on your children type thing. You know, you are simply the glove through which government can shove its sizable hands into to manipulate your child. Oh, the parent's still there! Although I control them! You know, and it's stuff like that. You go, you know, that is a big thing. That is a big thing. I find it interesting because the Vigieri allegory really doesn't have a lot to say about families. In fact, the culture that is described in it, that we talk about in it, is not family based. It's not family centered. I hope he's even looking. These guys get kind of accustomed to not meeting any cars on this road, because this road's very little travel at all. In fact, I'm surprised it's okay. So, anyway, that doesn't matter. Come on, Dave. I seem to recall when I was working for, a long time ago, the Child Care Training and Technical Assistance Center, it's about where I finally said, you know what, I'm not going to ever do child care again. It's just not interesting to me. I said, because what I really want to see happen, nobody else wants to see happen, you know. I'm a real advocate of family daycare homes, giving families as much choice as they can to decide who their caregivers are going to be. You know, and the fact that there's government payments involved, you know, there's some hoops to jump through that way. I don't know, maybe I want to start a family center. But we probably need to give it a better term. The family center world, the family-centered culture. I don't know, we have to work on it. But I think that's kind of the direction I want to go in. And we need to get something done here. It needs to, it really needs to happen. let's see what we can do to make this happen, whether it's going to end up being a book or a or just an ebook or a series of essays or whatever. We need to be working on that. We concentrate upon a goal. And we do need to see where that's going to go and what that is going to ultimately accomplish. So, yeah, I guess I am ultimately leaving. I don't know when, so let's not sit down and be obnoxious about this, but and I do want to take care of all these things in one fell swoop. I don't want to be, you know, working on this here and then try to transfer it there. It needs to be, you know, even if it ends up being kind of an organization where it's like, you know, this is, we've got an organization in Shetland, you know, and go ahead and tell us that. Go ahead and go to that level. Go to that thing. Do the promotion on that level. And we go, although this could be viewed as a universal doctrine, I have chosen Shetland as a place where this could happen. Where it could apply enough political pressure, where changes in government already in place, these things can become a factor in these things. I was just reading this morning about Scotland, about Scotland's family-friendly parliament. It was decided that once they started Scottish parliament, that it should be more family-friendly to try to include more women in the group. And I read this paper on it. It's quite interesting. And the fact that probably early on in the parliament thing that this whole attitude about family was there. I don't know if it's continued. I don't know if it's been toned down over time. Because I don't think it should be. And I know it's going to be a little off-putting to everybody that they say, well, we contact you, but you're in New Mexico in the United States. What the heck is that? And so, you know what? I might need to get a .org.uk. I think I may need to just do that. So, you know what? Let's drop off this other stuff. Let's go in that direction. And let's start making that stuff happen. And we'll go from there. You know, let's get it for a year. See what it generates. And it needs to be specific to Shetland. You know? shetlandfamily.org.uk. Or just .org.
We'll see, you know.
Maybe it'll be, I'll find out if I can get .org.uk. You know? I've learned all about being situated, of course, in the United States. Okay, we'll have to figure out how this is actually going to work in the UK, ultimately. But you know what? I said, until I start taking in money as an entity, you know, in the UK, I don't have to really worry about it, do I? So, the whole point is, just start going for it. Start going for it. And see what happens. And put out, you know, if I need to start, I don't want to compete, but if I need to start doing a Shetland sort of thing virtually, hey, I can virtually be there. I can virtually do that. And you go, and it works. And it works. We may have to make a we need to start doing this. And if it starts making something wonderful happen, you know, don't try to tell stories to anybody. Don't try to say you are in Shetland. Maybe that's the important thing about not getting the .UK. Because then it gives the impression that I'm in the UK tomorrow. You know, so maybe it just needs to be .org. And, you know, instead of what is not being in the location any better or any worse than anything else? If you're putting forward something that's supposed to do that, then put it forward. Let's do it. I like. So let's make this thing happen. And we'll get it out there. Becoming a part of the community. Instead of looking at the community from the outside, start getting it on the inside. And likely, things will start happening. Things will start happening. You know? I think that's what I'll do. Sounds good. I like it. And we will, we'll make this thing work. We'll make this thing work. You know? Let's get involved and get into Shetland. I'm trying to think, there are outside groups for Pitcairn Island, and there's an outside group, you know, the the Pitcairn family. Well, no, the Pitcairn Appreciation Bunch that does a lot of promotion for Pitcairn Island. And, you know, those people are invited. Those people are welcome. They like seeing those people. So then I need to do the same thing, not that I'm doing appreciation. I really want something to happen there. You know. People who are against families, I can't think of anybody that's against the family, you know, you know, I don't think, I think they're kind of outside of society anyway, so don't have to worry about them so much. But what you certainly want to do is, And just be straightforward. Say, I picked Shetland because I like the climate, and let me tell you, I think it's a doable prospect. I think, you know, you can say all you want to about the craziness, the wildness of the whole thing of Shetland being independent, because I don't know if that's good or not. And I'm not going to sit here and try to say you should or you shouldn't. I'm not there, and I can't make the decision. I, right now, I want to in the future. I don't live there now. I won't live with the consequences. So yes, I should not be the person going in and doing that. But I think I can be a person that can stew upon to say, is this important to you guys? You know, I'm sorry, I think family's important to everybody. And a family-centered legislature. I need to come up with a better phrase for that. And, anyway. So, I like it. If that domain name's not taken, you know what? That means the concept is free and it's open and we can have it. And, you know, so that's probably the biggest indicator of whether something is good and whether something needs to be looked at and addressed. And, so, yeah. I think I need to get ShetlandFamily.org bought and paid for and in my realm. And we'll go forward with it. And we'll make that work. Let's see. What is the right time of day for these guys? They are ahead of us by 6 to 7 hours. Therefore, if I get up early, which I'm good at, if I get up at like 8:02, and I talk to people from 2 till 7, That would be really good. That would be really, really, really excellently good. I need to do that. And then we'll see what the UK press needs. Anyway, so I need to get this thing pulled together. I need to get this monster running. Little monster running. Fun and excitement and adventure. And these other things on the other side need to kind of tear out. It needs to be a personality, not personality, an issue-driven thing. Things that will help families in Shetland. It's not, you know, totally on an economic base. When people come to Shetland, it will increase the base and you'll have more things. It's about the whole thing of how to build up families in Shetland. He said, the number one thing that needs to be considered is that families need to, as much as possible, be able to do what they need to do to continue to live a viable life in Shetland. That this is not the primary, you know, it is not the primary need to have government provide this. It is the primary need to tell government to get out of families' way, to allow them to do that, to streamline the process on any level, to make it so that families can do this with whatever they have available. If it's stone, they build their houses out of stone. You know, and that government doesn't spend its life stepping in telling you what you can't do and what you shall not be allowed to do. That these kinds of policies actually are detrimental to family life in Shetland. You know, people are leaving Shetland. We don't need to put policies in place to try to coerce and trick people into coming to Shetland or to do things like that. What it is you need to make those people who are already in Chetland have pressing reasons to stay. There already is some. Their family is already there. That's where their heritage and their culture, that's where all these things are. And we need to give them reasons to say, I don't want to leave, and I don't have to. You know, it's like, well, I want to become rich and famous. And you go, well, then you might have to leave to do that. You may just have to. You go, but those aren't really at the center of life. When you meet somebody who says, all I'm about is money and fame, those aren't even interesting people. We tend to avoid those people because they are. They tend to stomp all over family because they might see family as the impediment to what they want. And that's fine. You know, it isn't a bad thing to let those people leave. They can move to London or Hollywood or Edinburgh or Glasgow or wherever they want to go, you know, to get fame and fortune, to accomplish whatever it is they want to do. My friend's going in the other direction. I'm doing this because I think it's going to be a great place for my family to live. You know, and so I'm willing to get involved in the community even though I'm not even there. I'm not even physically present yet. I want to be, because, you know, and it's difficult to set a goal to do that because, you know, I'm not going to have a job. I'm going to have to do well off of this book or off of whatever else we're going to be doing to try to make this kind of stuff happen. I realize I'm loud. I grew up in America, which means I'm loud and I'm somewhat obnoxious and things like that. You know, I don't want to be that way forever. I might be, whether I want to be or not. You know, sometimes there's just no fixing that kind of business. Okay, let's try to call. I don't want to leave her in the lurch that long. I'm telling you that. So let's start working at, you know, you can wait to get your PhD to do things like that, and that's fine. You know, because that's great. But, there are people that do it without needing the PhD, and that's somebody like me. Because I never really saw the great, desperate, moral, you know, oh, you gotta have that before you can do that. You know, you can't do it without it. And you go, well, you know what? Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. So anyway, take a look at that, see how that goes. And, what do you think? Go after. So, I think that's what I'm going to try. That's what I'm going to do. I need to talk to you before I start, too. I'm going to talk about with Lisa. And, yeah, get things rolling, get those doggies rolling, keep them rolling along. Yeah, they'll keep on rolling, get them rolling right. Turn them up, let them in. So yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and use Citadel to do it, because I think we are going to be building a community here. And I think it's going to be interesting and different. I need to plow all the stops and all the ways we're going to get this done. And how we're going to make this stuff kind of happen. I don't know if you can stand for council not being a resident of Shetland. I don't know if you can get away with that. I would have to say no. You can get really close. Get really close. And not just gloat all over how wonderful Shetland is. You know, Shetland, just like any place else. Because you got families, and then families struggle with the decision of where they're going to live, of where they can find opportunity, you know. Do you send your child off to college? And if they go off to college, will they ever come back? And do you want them to? Because I'm facing that right now, the situation that I am. You know, for saying, what kind of life do I want for my children? What kind of circumstance do you want to see? What do you want to be a part of? And so, very, very interested in how we can make this. I was thinking of buttons, about having buttons about the whole thing. I don't care about family first or anything like that, you know. But how you're gonna do this thing? How you're gonna make this stuff happen? What you're gonna have accomplished? And how you want to put forth Shetland in the world? Frankly, you go, you know what? I have no problem with them saying, oh yeah, but we're into sheep, or you know, we've got lots of fish, or we did, and we've still got some, and you should come here and fish with us. Come and see the amazing birds. My wife loves puffins. Puffins. And so that's really what you kind of want to do. Is, you know, you kind of integrate this into everything. Not just to be a family-friendly place, but to be a family-centered place. Where families are at the center, families are discussed. You know, it was so interesting. Families were mentioned once in the President's Debate in the United States. And that was probably the only moment I really said, oh, wow! Now, I know Mitt Romney. He's a Mormon like I am. And, you know, Mormons are very, very family-centered people. You know, family is the most important thing to us. Right there with God, Jesus, and the family. There's just not much more that we care about. Or for which we could all come together. But that's one of them. And you know, it was really great to talk about families because it had, I don't think the word had been used in the presidential debate. It was amazing. I don't remember it being discussed. You know, it was about people and about things like that, which is fine, but the first mention of family and what that entails, and that families just aren't convenient groupings of people. Families are essential. Families are essential to everything that we do. And it's an amazing, fantastic thing. Now may be the perfect time, going into the Christmas season, to be talking about these things. There's so much focus on money, let's focus on the family. Focus on the family. What's most important to us? You know, and it's even beyond where we live and where we come from. You have to understand that culture really ends up coming from family. Your tie to place, your tie to culture, really comes more from, this is where my great grand, this is where all these things come, you know, this is where all these things come from. Our sense of place has more to do with family than anything else. When a child wants to leave home and make on their own, that's trying to get a little independence from the family, which is good. The biggest thing that we want is for those children to grow up and start their own family. And to do it under circumstances where they will be honored. They'll be honored for doing that, not have their family ripped to shreds. I'm totally amazed. We homeschooled for a period. And my wife and I have very divergent views about what homeschooling should be. She has to understand, since she would be the one doing it, her view of it wins. How about that for simplicity? Anyway, so. That we put these things together. That we make these things happen. Oh! This is the way to do it, Jay! This is the way to do it! Heck, the book will typically follow! Let's do this in order. Because that's what culture is. And society kind of takes its cues from culture. I don't even know what the real difference between the two are. I'll have to research that a little bit more.
anyway, so. I'm really quite excited by the prospect here. Really quite excited that this might be able to become something interesting. And, all right. Everyone, this is Jay. I'm sorry. I'm traveling. Yeah, I'll go ahead and set up. What we'll probably do is we'll just, to a certain extent, redo that computer back there to make it so that those passwords are always synchronized. And that'll save us a lot of pain. Right. And on short notice too, I'm sure. Yeah. So let me do that, and we'll make sure both you and Bruce's accounts are on there, so either one of you can use it when you need to. And that'll work even better, maybe. Okay. I'll set up something, and when I get a chance, I'll come down. Sure thing. All right. Okay. Oh, I'm still recording. Golly. Sorry. Okay. I can stop now because I know I'm to my destination practically. And I like where this is headed. I just had to think about this and decide what I was going to do. Anyway.